this friendly landlord welcomed all.
Mr. Scallion rents rooms in his house because he likes the extra money.
We also enjoy having nice people in our house. We have other roommates.
That is the most bizarre, ridiculous answer I ever heard.
But he's rethinking everything.
How long did you stay?
19 days.
After this tenant.
The police removed you from the premises.
The police had to break down the door, drag her out with a dog.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Kathy Weaver is suing her ex-roommate, Edmund Scallion, for a false arrest, a false restraining order, and an eviction.
Order. All rise.
This is case number one on the calendar in the matter of Weaver versus Scallion.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge Price. Has been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Ms. Weaver, it is my understanding that at some point your husband unfortunately had a stroke. And I don't know whether he's in a facility. Mm-hmm. I assume that he's in a facility because you were looking to downsize. You had to get into something smaller and you rented a room from the defendant. The defendant had a four-bedroom house. You saw a room advertised on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. You moved into the room on what date?
March 2nd of 2017.
So that's almost a year ago. And how long did you stay?
Approximately 19 days.
Then my first question to you is, your lawsuit alleges a couple of things. First, that he owes you for actual and punitive damages for false arrest, a false restraining order, and eviction.
Correct.
Okay. So I'd like you to tell me what took you a year to get here.
Well, I just filed, actually, and got my husband out of the nursing home. We've got a place. I got settled in, and I went ahead and saw the restrictions, and I filed before a year was over with. And he had moved, and I had moved, too.
So is what you're saying that you were busy?
Right.
So all of this other stuff you put on the back burner, put on hold. Okay. So you're living at home with your husband now?
I am. Thank
Great.
You, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. So let's first deal with 19 days and false arrest.
Right.
You made it in March of last year. You moved out 19 days later. You moved out when the police removed you from the premises.
No. Well, yes and no.
No. You moved out because the police removed you from the premises. There was an altercation in the house. The police were called, and ultimately the police removed you from the premises and arrested you.
Right.
Right. Okay. Now, that was on what date?
March 21st, 2017.
So I want you to tell me what happened on March 21.
On March 21, I woke up about 8 o'clock, and Ed and his wife were out in the kitchen. I asked him, it was about the third time I had asked him, if he would return my album that he was looking at. He told me...
When you moved in, I read, when you moved in, according to you, he looked at an album of yours, a Pink Floyd album. He said, can I borrow it? He borrowed it. Then, according to you, you wanted it back. And he said, I sold it. You gave it to me. So right now, you're in a room. You've got a lot of stress. Your husband's in a facility. And you want your Pink Floyd album back. And you've asked for it three times. And it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm creating a picture for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You went into the kitchen 8 o'clock in the morning and said, where's my Pink Floyd album? And?
And he said, you're not getting it back, you stupid. I sold it at a garage sale.
Okay. Good. So things must have been a little tense even before that.
I didn't really notice, but they were fighting.
Just a second. You didn't notice that things were tense before that. Ms. Weaver, I'm asking you these questions for a reason. I want you to understand the reason. If Mr. Scallion...
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Scallion advertises on Craigslist for a room. That's because he and his wife, who were living in this house, need extra money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason people rent out a room in their house to a stranger. Fair statement?
We also enjoy having nice people in our house. We have other roommates.
Yeah, I want to tell you.
I
want to tell you something. That is the most bizarre, ridiculous answer I ever heard.
It's not. It's the truth.
Bizarre, ridiculous answer because friends are things that you have. They're like grandchildren. You have them, and you play with them for a couple of hours, and you let them go home to their parents. At a certain age, you have a wife that you love who it's hard enough to live with.
No, not at all.
Well...
She's a peach.
No, she's a peach. You want to know something? You're not helping yourself.
Really?
Yeah. You're really not helping yourself because it's hard for anybody to live with anybody all the time. I want you to look at your wife's face. You're saying no. She's saying yes.
I'm saying in her case, we have a roommate that's been with us for 40 years.
I have to tell you, you're saying yes and he's saying no. Most normal people, when they have a house, if they rent a room to someone in the house, it's to have extra money. They may enjoy having nice people around them. I'm just telling you, you may be an extraordinary person, somebody who, you know, is maybe a very, very wonderful, open person who likes to have a lot of people around him. But most people, in the comfort of their home, if they're having a bad day, they only want to deal with one person. That person evidently loves them, so they'll tolerate the bad day. They don't want to have to deal with strangers who aren't going to tolerate the bad day. So, Mr. Scallion, if you tell me you're one of the rarities, I say, okay, I don't deal in rarities here. I deal in common sense. I'm getting back to Ms. Weaver. So common sense, you wake up 8 o'clock in the morning and you're looking for your Pink Floyd album while your husband is recovering from a stroke. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Mr. Scallion, in my scenario, rents rooms in his house because he likes the extra money. He may like other people around him, but he also likes the extra money because he doesn't rent the rooms for free. He doesn't say, come to my house, I want you to be around me. He charges you rent. In
correct.
Your case, it was $550 a month?
No, ma'am, it was $950.
$950 a month. He likes friends who have money. So he rents a room for $950 a month. Does that include food?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so to be his friend, it costs you $950 a month.
What?
And a deposit.
Just a second. But that means that I'm right and he's full of baloney. That he rents rooms in his house because he and his wife, although they may like people, they also like somebody to help them pay the mortgage on this 4-bedroom house or 5-bedroom house. So now he has one roommate for 4 years that I'm sure pays rent, doesn't live there gratis, and you. So now that's $2,000 a month. What I'm telling you, Ms. Weaver, is nobody that I know who's sane who would put an ad in Craigslist would want to do something to purposely a roommate.
Yeah.
Like, say, what you say he said to you, nobody would say without cause, without anything, would say what you claim he said to you in the morning when he was having breakfast at 8 o'clock with his wife when you said, could I have my album back? So if you think that I believe that that's what he said to you from nothing, you didn't see any trouble before or anything else, I don't believe it. Next, you asked for your album and you didn't get it. Now, what's next? Come on, what's
he
next?
He pushed me.
Shh, just a second. I'm not asking you anything.
Sorry, I apologize.
You see, and I already know you're difficult to live with because you can't appreciate the fact that you seem to be winning and you can't keep it shut. Do you understand? You seem not to be going against somebody who's not playing out a scenario that would be in your best interest. Your wife is looking at you, she's looking at the ground, looking at you and looking at the ground. You are his wife, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm just uncomfortable.
What? Just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That didn't require an answer. It required my reading you.
It's not about him, it's about her.
Just a second.
Sorry.
Don't say anything.
Yeah.
So then you claim he pushed you.
He did.
Okay. He was in the kitchen sitting down when you came in or standing up?
He was standing.
He was standing, and where was his wife?
I believe beside him in the kitchen somewhere.
So they were both standing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where were you when you came into the kitchen?
I came and sat down at the end of a bar and was having coffee.
Okay, so you were sitting and he was standing. Did you fall off the bar stool when he pushed you?
No,
Just a second. I just want to know. He was standing. You said he said something foul to you.
And
when
I had
you asked for
up.
A sink, just a second. Oh, you got up. I want you to go step by step with me. Do you understand where I'm going? You're coming, you're sitting, having coffee. Now you're sitting, having coffee. So the first thing that you did was not ask him for Pink Floyd. You came in and you made yourself coffee.
Good morning.
Just a second. You made yourself coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you sat down.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say good morning, didn't acknowledge that it was a nice day. I want to start from the beginning, Miss Weaver. You see where I'm not buying what you're saying to me, especially since, according to what I've read here in the papers, the police had to get you out of your room.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to open the door because
they told you to come out, and you didn't.
Mm-mm.
All right, we're going to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to say goodbye to me now.
No.
You understand
no,
where
thank
we're
you.
Going?
I'm good.
All right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
told me, just leave. Just go right now. And he was pointing to the door. And I'm like, I'm not going to go. And thinking that in
my
head.
Were you taking medication that morning?
Possibly, yes.
Almost not an answer.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kathy Weaver says ex-roommate Edmund Scallion assaulted her and had her falsely arrested. Edmund has a countersuit for damaged property, lost wages, and punitive damages.
Now, so you came into the kitchen, mm-hmm. said good morning to the two of them.
Yes, I did.
Made yourself coffee,
mm-hmm.
sat down at the end of the bar. They were standing in the kitchen. Make sure I'm getting it right. Don't say yes if I'm getting it wrong.
Yes, you're getting it right.
And so there's nothing evil that's going on. Then you said to him, I want my Pink Floyd album back.
And I expected to get
it. No, just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know what you said.
I said, hey, Ed, are you done looking at that album yet? Can I have it back, please?
And he said,
no, I don't have it anymore. And I said, what? Excuse me? And he said, no, I don't have it anymore. I got rid of it. And I said, what? He said, yeah, I sold it at the garage sale.
And that's not what you said to me 2 minutes ago.
He said,
Miss Weaver, that's not what you said to me 2 minutes ago. What you said to me 2 minutes ago was you walked into the kitchen. You said to him, I want my Pink Floyd album back. He said to me, well, you're not getting it back, you blank, 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 mm-hmm. blank, 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 blank. Mm-hmm. And then he pushed you. That's what you said to me 2 minutes ago. So that's not what happened.
I walked out of the kitchen and he by that time had walked out of the kitchen the other way because there's a wall. So I walked out this way and I think he kind of walked out that way. And he was standing in between where my bedroom is in the hallway because I was going to go to my bedroom. And I said, hey, man, you better get my album back. Can we go to the person and find out, you know, can I get it back or can you at least pay me for what you sell it for? And he wouldn't tell me anything. He told me, just leave. Just go right now. And he was pointing to the door. And I'm like, I'm not going to go. You know, I'm thinking that in
my
head.
Were you taking medication that morning?
Almost not an answer. Possibly, yes.
Almost not an answer.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
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 Yes, I take my medication every morning.
Okay. So then he pushed you. I want you to tell me how he pushed you.
He pushed my chin, and then I went, like, flying back into the wall. He was standing there.
Yeah, and then what did you do?
I said, I'm going to go call the police. And I couldn't find my phone.
And then who called the police?
He did.
He did. All right. So let me understand this. He pushed you, and then he went and called the police.
Yes, he did.
Okay, now you're in your room. You go into your room. The police come. You know the police are there.
I know the police are there.
They come there. They're bzzz, sirens. You know that they're at the house.
Right.
They come to your door.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you to come out.
Right.
And what do you say?
I said, first, I just want you to know that I wanted to call you guys. He pushed me, so I wanted to make sure that you guys have the story straight.
And then they said,
yeah, come in.
Just a second.
Open the door.
And then you said,
I did open the door.
How long did it take you to open the door?
Maybe.
Not maybe. How long did it take you?
Under 30 seconds, because I got up from the bed and I was telling him, are you sure do you understand what I'm saying? He pushed me. I'm the victim here. He pushed me. I just want you guys to know that.
I want to see a police report.
Okay. I had no charges in it.
Just a second.
Okay.
Did you have a hearing on the protective order?
There was a hearing.
And what happened with the protective order?
I showed up. He did not. It was dissolved.
On what date?
4/13/2017, I believe.
Was a temporary order of protection issued?
It was for 5 feet in the house, stay away from each other.
You have a copy of the protective order?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
I'd like to take a look at it.
He also put this on the door, 3-day notice. So he was, there's the dismissal. Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, this is the protective order. You were arrested for something else. This is for the protective order. He didn't show up on the 13th. This is the 3-day notice to quit. I want to see what you were arrested for.
He writes in his...
No, not he writes it. I want to see what you were arrested for.
I don't believe I had any charges, and I've looked and I've asked. He said I was in this deposition here that he wrote. He said I was arrested for resisting arrest.
There was no appearance by any party, according to this.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't show up and he didn't show up.
I was late.
So you didn't show up and he didn't show up is the question.
I was never
is the
notified.
Answer. That's what it says
I
here.
I didn't
no
see the judge.
No appearance by any party.
I didn't see the judge. That's correct. But I did show up.
Were you out of the house by then?
Yes.
Good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were in jail?
I was in jail.
For how long?
About 5 months.
Oh, Miss Weaver. You are so full of baloney.
No, I was.
You are so full of baloney. You
I don't want to tell you, but...
Then you lied.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kathy Weaver claims ex-roommate Edmund Scallion owes for an assault, a false arrest, and an eviction.
Okay, you have no case.
I was...
You have no case. You have no case.
Your Honor, I...
You have no case.
She said I could stay 5 feet. He wouldn't let me in.
You have no case.
Or give me my dog.
You just a second. You have no case. Now, the only thing I'm going to ask you is, when she was taken away by the police, she had a dog.
Yes, ma'am. The police asked us to watch the dog until she got out.
That was on the 21st?
Correct.
Did you know when she was getting out?
I didn't, and when we found out, she came back to the house, started kicking and screaming, breaking the front door. We let the dog out. She took the dog, went away. I had already called the cops. She drove off, got picked up by the cops for violating the restraining order.
Okay, and that was on what date?
I want to say the 23rd or 24th. I may have some evidence on that. I really don't know for sure.
Let's see.
My car got impounded. He had my purse, my IDs, everything. And they said I could get in the house. The judge wrote it was not an eviction notice.
The police had to drag her out with a dog. Had to break down the door, drag her out with a dog. They asked us to watch the dog.
Show me. Just show me.
Well, show you what?
Like, the second time.
Shh. Do you have any police notes from the 21st?
No, they didn't leave us anything.
Shh, just a second.
Sorry.
This is where you're coming today. You're coming to a court.
Yes.
You filed a counterclaim, also a year late.
We did not plan on going after her.
Going after. I understand that. But if you're coming to court and you're filing a counterclaim, you should have something that had to do
with
the incident.
We had to move because of her.
I'm not entertaining your counterclaim now. I'm finishing up her claim. All I want to know is, where's the dog?
The dog?
The dog you
she,
let out.
She, took,
she
the
took the dog in her car. She was arrested again for violating
and
the protective order.
The dog
let me look. When you were arrested the second time, Miss Weaver, when you went back there, you recall that? Do you recall that?
Yes, ma'am.
Very careful what you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
The dog was in the car with you.
The dog was in the house with them.
Jeez.
So was my purse. And everything I owned.
If your purse and everything you own were in the house with them and you never got, you would have been here a year ago.
I went to jail.
Just a second.
Yeah.
You would have been here a year ago.
I went to jail for missing a court date.
Listen to me. You were in jail?
I was in jail.
For how long?
About 5 months.
Oh, Miss Weaver, you are so full of baloney.
No, I was.
You are so full of baloney. I don't want to tell you that. Then you lied.
Well,
I asked you what took you so long to get here. For a year, you said to me I had to take my husband out of the facility and I had to find a place and I had to do this and I had to do that. Nowhere did you tell me that you were in jail for 5 months.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
Now you want to tell me what you were in jail for 5 months for?
I missed a court date, two of them, and so most everything was dissolved.
You missed a court date for what?
Trespassing.
Trespassing where?
In Claremont.
An ex-roommate. Sorry.
Not.
I apologize, Your Honor.
Trespassing not at the defendant's house.
No.
At somebody else's property.
This was before
A residence?
No, it was an empty house.
Mr. Scallion, your first reaction, which was to just be grateful that one of the people that you invited to be friends with for $950 a month didn't turn out too well.
No, it's not.
And just say, goodbye, glad it was only 19 days, I'm happy, goodbye. I'm going to let you rest on that first reaction. I'm dismissing your claim. You have no cause of action. I'm dismissing your counterclaim because it's nonsense. Goodbye. We're done.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We lost our place over this incident with this complete drug addict.
I think they were using drugs. They were up till like 3-4 in the morning and I wasn't a part of it.
When our landlord found out about 10 cop cars twice coming to our house, kicking down doors, they said, well, we can't rent to you anymore.
He basically legally kicked me out, kept my dog.
Not a word that she said was true. Like, legitimately, not a word.
I told the police, I think they have a gun, and I fear for my life.
She told me she had a gun, and she was going to shoot myself, my wife, my daughter, and our roommate, Megan.
No, I don't have a gun, and I've never had a gun.
But we have a very calm house, very calm family, my wife, my daughter, and I, and our two roommates that live with us for 4 and 3 years.
I don't know why you sold my album. I don't know, and that's what started all of this. It was really stupid.